Welcome aboard.
Listen up.
I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Listen up.
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's the Nick and Nan Radio Show live on TalkZone.com. Glad you're on board, and jump on board. 1-888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. Our guest this morning is a broker with a Kearney Commercial Realty Group out of West Palm Beach, Florida. So he's down in our neck of the woods.
Sure is.
Very, very nice. His name is Michael Cantwell. He's a commercial real estate broker specializing in office, industrial land sales, and leasing as well. And he is also an author who wrote the book, A Beautiful Song. And we want to say a very pleasant good morning. Michael, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Nick and Nan. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Now, you wrote the book, A Beautiful Song, because the real estate market pretty much was on hold for a while?
Well, what happened was I was talking to a friend one day, and they were asking me about the real estate market and how it was going through a little bit of a rough patch and what I was going to do in the meantime. And I kept saying, well, you got to keep moving forward. You have to keep moving forward. And they said, well, why don't you try something else? And I said, well, I wouldn't know what else to do. And they said, well, why not write a book? And I said, well, I've never thought about writing a book. I wouldn't know the first thing about it. And we talked about it a little bit more. And finally, they said, you know, I bet you lunch you can't write a book. And I said, well, you're on. So I ended up writing a book.
Oh, wow. So it started out as a bet. How cool was that?
Yep, it was just
so
a bet.
Go
ahead.
Did you have a lot of topics? Did you have a lot of topics to choose from, Mike, or did this topic?
No, I you know, I had never even considered writing a book, and I didn't have a topic in mind or anything. And to be quite honest with you, what happened was, I guess it was the next day. One of my hobbies is photography, and there's a lake down the street that I kind of walk around from time to time with my camera. And I was walking along the lake, and I took a stop, and I said, I looked up in the sky, and I said, okay, God, if I'm supposed to write this book, you got to help me out now and give me some idea of what it is I'm supposed to write about. And I walked maybe another 5 minutes or so, and all of a sudden the idea started coming to me, and I went home and I started writing the book.
That's awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the story for A Beautiful Song.
Well, it starts out with a young guy who wants to learn how to play guitar, and he has a kind of a mysterious guitar teacher who puts him on the straight and narrow and forces him to learn the basics and play scales in the same way any good guitar teacher would teach you. You have to learn the basics before you can play real songs, and in the first part of the book, there's even a joke about, you know, he was just so surprised he wasn't playing Black Magic Woman the first lesson. He was so upset that he had to sit there and play scales that he went home and he told his dad that he thought his dad was getting ripped off by these music lessons because all he was doing was playing scales.
Right.
But eventually what happens is the guitar teacher realizes that he has a lot of talent, and through a series of almost mistakes, he ends up at Juilliard, and his professor there sends off a couple of his songs out to California, and he gets hooked up with a band out there that the band leader is loosely, I want to say loosely so I don't get myself in trouble, but loosely based on Linda Ronstadt.
And, oh, very nice.
Yeah. And so he finds out that maybe that isn't the best situation he wants to be in for various reasons, and he ends up doing his own band.
Where in the part does his life start to take a turn for the worse here?
Well, what happened was his guitar teacher said all along, he said, you know, if you ever become famous, you're going to have to do me a favor. And he agreed to it. And so his favor was that he had to do at least one concert for wounded veterans. And so him and the band, they ended up doing a show at Madison Square Garden for wounded veterans, and he kind of enjoyed it. And so he ended up doing more and more volunteer work in hospitals and whatnot for veterans. And because of that, he was awarded, got an award in Washington, D.C., and he went to Washington with a few of the band members. And as he came out, something happened after the award, and that's when his life starts to take a different spin than what he ever had anticipated. And because of it, he lost his faith in God, and he thought he was being punished. He thought, look, I've lived my life, I've given back, I've stayed off of drugs, I've done all the things I'm supposed to do, and yet this happens to me. This just isn't fair. I don't understand it. And he goes into a little bit of a spiral.
We've all been there at some point or another. Did you do a lot of research on this book before you wrote it?
Well, I've always enjoyed music. I actually was a disc jockey for a period of time, and I've read a lot of autobiographies by other musicians. I've read Clapton's. I've read David Crosby's, Aerosmith. I've read quite a few, Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood's. I've read quite a few, so I had a little bit of an insight just from reading all those as to what some of these people go through in their lives and what it's like to be on tour and whatnot. But as far as what happens to the guy, I had no idea because I'd never been through that experience. And I was really kind of stuck, and it's about halfway through the book. And what happened was I was sitting in an airport down in Fort Lauderdale waiting to pick up my kids who were coming back from a mission trip. And I walked into the magazine store there, and it was either the first or second magazine that I picked up, was a story of about a guy that was going through exactly what I was trying to explain, but I had no idea how to explain it. And after reading his story, I had a better understanding of it, and I was able to be able to write about it a little bit.
How long did it take you to finish the book, Michael?
Well, the first go-around probably took somewhere between 3 and 4 months, and then I went through a second time and made a couple of changes here and there. And I actually did the book cover. I did everything. The guitar on the front of the book is actually my guitar. And
yeah, what is that? Is that a Martin?
Yeah, it's a Martin.
That's right.
J40.
See, I'm a bass player, so I'm not.
Okay.
He's good at those things.
yeah. I heard you talking about being in a couple of bands, so I knew you were a musician. I'm sure you're far better than I am, but
I fake it. It's all done with mirrors.
Yeah. So
You've also published this book yourself. Is it?
Yeah, I found that very fascinating.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Is there a lot to that?
Well, you know, about 3/4 of the way into the book, I thought, well, how's it going to get published? And so I actually bought a book, and I read a book on how to find an agent and find a publisher, and I started going through those gyrations, and I did what they call a query letter, and I started sending them out, and I started getting rejections and whatnot. I thought, well, there's got to be an easier way than this, and I kept reading other stories of people that have gone through this, and they can't get their book released, and almost by coincidence, I was going in and getting some new business cards made locally here, and I asked my guy who does all my business cards and whatnot if he knew anything about this, and he said no, but he has another client who just self-published a book. Maybe he can help you. So I contacted him, and he told me the way he went, and then I started doing a little bit more research on self-publishing and whatnot, and I ended up finding out that Amazon actually has their own publishing arm, and I just ended up using them.
Very good. Very, very good.
And from what I read on your website, you're starting a second book.
It's about 3/4 of the way done. It's
now, is it a sequel? Is it a sequel to A Beautiful Song, or is something completely different?
No, it's completely different. However, a couple of the characters from the first book make their way into the second book. The second book is about politics, and it's about a guy from South Florida who's very morally and ethically stuck in the ground, and he goes up there and he discovers something that he isn't supposed to discover, and the party leaders are all trying to persuade him to stay away from it and stop investigating it, but he really feels he has to find out what's going on, and because of it they set him up for a crime, and so he has to decide whether he's going to stand his ground or whether he's going to go to jail holding on to his ethics.
I like it. I like it a lot. Sounds like a mystery, man. It's very, very neat. Now, folks can get A Beautiful Song. They can go to Amazon.com. Where What other places can I get a beautiful song?
It's on Barnes and Nobles as well. It's actually you can buy it as a Nook on Barnes and Nobles, or you can get it as paperback or an ebook on Amazon. You know, if the right publishing option came along, I would probably listen to another publisher either for this book or the second one. But for now, I'm quite happy with the way it turned out and what's going on with the way it worked out. So, like I said, if an agent came along and they said, hey, here's the deal, I would certainly consider it. But right now, I'm happy with the way it is.
Well, good. Well, we wish you all the best. Let me ask you something, Mike. How's the real estate market doing in West Palm these days?
I'm still writing a second book.
That answered my question.
It's picking up. You hear a lot of stories, and some people will tell you that they're busy, and some people will tell you that they're not. I'm sure that there are some people that are busy, and I'm sure it's all cyclical. I'm sure eventually it's going to come back. I don't want to get into it too much. I'm sure the next election has something to do with it. A lot of people are sitting back waiting to see, but it'll come back eventually.
Absolutely. Now, if folks want to know a little bit more about you, Michael.
Well, they can either go to www.carney.com, or my personal website is CC, as in cat, CCIM, Mike.com.
Very good. Michael Cantwell, author of A Beautiful Song, available now, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble Booksellers, as a Nook. So check that out. We wish you all the success.
We sure do.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate you.
And thanks for being on our show.
Good luck to the two of you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Michael Cantwell, yesterday, Beautiful Song, very cool book. I wouldn't mind getting a copy.
I was going to say, I love to read. That sounds like a book that I would enjoy very much.
Absolutely. We're going to, I know, we're kind of up again. Let's see. What do I got? Okay. Got a few seconds before we go to our next break and then come back with horoscopes. You know, I thought about writing a book, and we talked about this a few days ago, about we would have no idea how we would be able to author a book.
It would be quite the undertaking, and it sounds like he was up against the same questions, mm-hmm. but boy, he did his research, and look what he's done. And your mother is the one that's always telling us, you too need to write a book. You need to write a book. She has said that to us at least 100 times.
That reminds
and
me
I'm like, are our lives
today
that interesting?
Absolutely. Of course they are. And I got to call her today. Tell her that we're going to start a book club.
But I'm kind of like Michael. I really wouldn't even know where to begin. But I guess we could start by finding a lake and looking up and saying,
God, point us in the right direction.
There you go.
There's so many things. We're going to take a little break. Come back and see how your stars are shaping up. Horoscopes are next on the Nick and Nan Radio Show, live on a Tuesday on TalkZone.com.